to 6.5. Yep.
On the presentation outline on page 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, no, but if you go. Yes, if you go to the last few pages.
Sorry, Henny, what I've sent last night is 6.5.
Yes, on the page 2, no? Presentation outline.
Yes, it ends with 6.5. I don't have 6.6 and 6.7.
No, that is not on the outline. But if you page through the pack, if you go to the last few pages, the headings on top of those slides are numbered as 6.7, 6.8.
Okay. As long as, colleagues, let's do this. Okay. As long as you understand the gist of what we're saying, can we follow that sequence? One will do the establishment and the employment, and then if Kitu wants to do also the budget expenditure, which I thought from there, Henny will take over.
Yeah, Henny will take over from 6.8 then. Is that so, Henny?
Correct.
Yeah, which is the budget expenditure. And then you go throughout, because all those things are related to expenditure. Yeah, you go all throughout up to the end. Né?
Yeah, can I just indicate that when we come to the COVID-19 expenditure, that I talk high level and leave the detail of the cost implications taken as rate.
Yes, please.
Yeah,
you talk high level. Yeah, it's fine. No, we'll follow it that way. No, never. Don't worry about the numbering then. Next.
Yeah.
And then the non-achieved. It's, how are we going to do this?
They're all of the brand.
can't see that.
I'm not also seeing.
You don't see it.
The list raising of the hand. I'm not seeing it.
On that bar, it is between the more actions and the show conversation. Between those two, there's a hand.
Show conversation.
Yeah, between the two.
It does have.
I'm going to do a workshop for GCS.
Where do you come from?
You haven't even greeted.
You just say eating. It's there.
You first knock, and then be allowed in.
Good morning, colleagues.
Morning. How are you?
Lumko's
a special advisor, not a special greeter. So he just comes on and gives advice immediately.
On the left of show conversations is raise your hand. On the left of show conversations. Is a hand.
No, it doesn't. Definitely.
You request to speak, fine.
Yes.
Morning, Minister. Morning.
We can no longer workshop you, GCIS. The meeting is about to start. It's now in the hands of the committee.
Sibingelele Babu Mvelase.
Sorry, Slalo, I was muted. How are you, Slalo?
All right, how are you, Minister?
Hi, Baba. Sambana, Imbela, Baba.
Oh, it seems my lighting is not that good. Let me just check here. members, yeah. Good morning, Minister, Deputy Minister.
Morning,
yes. I wanted to check Tembingosi.
Morning, Chair. That Saturday we have the three members, that's yourself, Ms. Kuberger, and Ms. Fagu. We've just requested other members to log on the WhatsApp group. So for now, we just have four members, Chair. I think Mackenzie just logged on as well. So we can proceed with the meeting, Chair, because if we have one third of the members, we can proceed, but we'll need a quorum when we take decisions. I see Ms. Van Damme is also logged in. So the members are logging in, Chairperson. Thank you very much.
All right, no, thank you. I think without waste of time, we should start. As I said, greetings, Minister, just now formally. The Deputy Minister, I saw that she's also logged in. The DG and the team, as well as honorable members, as you are logging in. You are welcomed, fellow South Africans who are joining us in the different platforms following this meeting of the Portfolio Committee on Communications. Members, we are meeting today, of course, having heard that Parliament has lost one of its members. And I know that honorable members may also want to link up to the funeral post this meeting. Honorable Hisham Mohammed, who passed on yesterday. So we're duly informed. We'll now officially pass condolences to the family, friends, and all the people that he would have impacted in their lives, as it will be his funeral today. Having said that, honorable members, as you are aware, we also have a sitting this afternoon. Our meeting is scheduled between 9 and 12. But honorable Minister Mthembu, we are having GCIS, which has come before this committee a number of times, especially briefing us. Yes. On COVID-19 and the strategies we are using to keep South Africans informed. And that will have, anyway, bearing on your quarter one reporting, because we've also been working on the same matter. In that score, the members would have received the updated presentation from the department. We'll, as we do usually in our meetings, give you an opportunity to do an overview as the minister, which will also give you an opportunity to capture some of the issues that may be of public interest in the space that you are in. And that will then take us to the presentation as you would have arranged it in terms of who's gonna be presenting, whether it is the DG itself or what. But in the main, it will be to highlight those areas that need to be highlighted as opposed to going to the presentation on a page by page. Given that members would have had an opportunity to go through the presentation. Thereafter, we would have members engaging with the presentation. That's how we are going to proceed. Just to remind ourselves of what we know as procedures for the meeting, that for the smooth running of the meeting and probably connectivity problems that members may experience, let's just make sure that in terms of your camera and mic control, if you are not speaking, please keep your mic muted, as well as your camera off, so that we allow whoever is presenting enough bandwidth to continue to have connectivity, but also for us not to experience problems. Please do indicate if you are having problems of connectivity on your side. Please don't just make the decision to switch off the camera when you speak. But if there are problems, I think would allow that. That's meant for those that are following the discussions from different platforms to also see who is making a contribution at a particular time. Please speak through the chair of the meeting so that the meeting runs smoothly. This includes on a point of order. It should be on the basis that the chair would have recognized you and that you'll make your point or make a determination on whether that's a point of order that could be sustained or not. In that score, would be able to run as we usually do smooth meetings and spend more time on the real matters to engage. With that, honorable members, minister, will now give an opportunity to yourself. I take it that you are ready to give us an overview. Minister Mtemi.
Thank you very much, Member of Parliament and Chair of the Communications Committee, Honorable Maneli. We really appreciate this responsibility that is entrusted on our shoulder to report from time to time to our Parliament on our action plans and to what extent have we met the targets of our action plans. Thank you very much for giving us this opportunity to report on the first quarter. Chair, let me join Parliament and all South Africans in again extending our condolences to the family of Isha Mohammed, Member of Parliament who passed on. We wish the family strength in these difficult times. We know how difficult it is to lose a family member, particularly a head of a family. Chair, we, in our APP, which we are reporting on now for the first quarter, we met 80 targets, 80% of the targets out of 100%. And Chair, as you have already pointed out, the reason why we could not meet the other 20%, which colleagues will go into details, was because of the environment we find ourselves in, the COVID environment. So in a way, as you have also said, our work on the COVID communication, which had not been factored in our APP, complemented in a way the work of the department, even the 20% of what was in our APP that we could not do. But what we did, what was not in our APP, including, by the way, coordinating communication on COVID, on what measures are we taking to reduce infections from the Minister of Health, including health experts. But of course, all of us being led by the president, you will know that from level 5, level 4, level 3, and level 2 now, the president has been leading from the front on articulating what it is that government is doing, all of us, to ensure that these infections, COVID infections, do not make us as a country suffer irreparable damage. So the president has been keeping the nation informed, but also, as you will also know, Chair, we also coordinated ministers in their various areas of work, what it is that we're doing to ensure that under these difficult circumstances, flowing from the socio-economic relief measures that the president announced, what it is that as ministers we are then doing to follow through on the announcements that the president will make from time to time at every level of the disaster management alert level, whether be it 5, 4, or 3, or 2 as we are now. So indeed, we are quite happy that though we could not do 20% of what we intended doing, but our work in the COVID environment complemented our APP, though it was not in our APP. So indeed, our colleagues will also go to details on what it is that we did. You remember, Chair, when we came before you on COVID communication, we indicated that we have used various instruments, including community radio, including SABC radio, including our television stations, including billboards and electronic boards, to keep South Africa informed of what are the measures we are taking to combat the spread of COVID-19, including measures such as wearing of masks. I think those who are listening will know that in many billboards that you see throughout the length and breadth of South Africa are billboards that are urging South Africans to wear masks. But also in those billboards and also in our radio stations adverts, you also hear key messages like washing of hands regularly or sanitizing of our hands as a way of fighting the COVID-19 difficulty. But also we have also, as part of our key messages, said we must observe and adhere to social distancing, what others call physical distancing, as a measure, again, of ensuring that the spread of COVID-19 doesn't take effect within our communities and within the ones that we love, and also within people that we work with. So that has taken much of our work, Chair, as you correctly pointed out, during this first quarter, because it was this first quarter where we had level 5, level 4, level 3, and now, of course, level 2 of the alert directions that we got from using our Disaster Management Act. So having said that, colleagues will then say, what are the amounts that we then used from our budget that spoke to this COVID communication? Chair, the other issue that I wanted just to highlight is in the administration of the department, whilst we have not done that well in terms of employment equity, particularly amongst our Indian compatriots and our colored compatriots and our white compatriots, we have a plan in positions that are vacant of ensuring that we meet our employment equity stipulations. Again, at the higher level of the administration, what you can call the leadership of the administration, we are quite happy to report, Chair, that we are now having a head of the an administrative head of the organization in the form of a director general, Ms. Pumla Williams. We were able to appoint her, cabinet has appointed her, and we are happy that we now have a leader. Of course, what we have since done is also advertise all the other key positions of DDGs, Deputy Directors Generals. Three of them, we have advertised them. The advertisements run their course until, I would say, day before yesterday or so, but they will speak to that. We will now be embarking on interviews so that we also fill those positions. And the last part that I want to touch on, Chair, is on finances. Whilst in this reporting period, we're supposed to have spent around 25%, but you'll see that in our report, we say that we spent 27%, precisely because it is this COVID communication that added what would have not have been planned in terms of communication, about 2% or so. But again, we can assure the committee that though we are standing at 27% of the use of our finances for this quarter, we can assure the committee that as we move towards the other quarters, we will be able to mitigate whatever that we have used more, than required in this quarter. In the other quarters that are coming, we will be able to mitigate downwards the expenditure on our finances. Having said that, Chair, again, we would like to thank you and thank the committee for holding us accountable, and now request the Director General, Ms. Pumla Williams, to give us the presentation on the first quarter. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chair, and to the minister who has done a good job in our presentation. I just be emphasizing, because I think the minister captured quite well what constituted our first quarter. Having said that, Chair, with your permission, so that we save time, I will just highlight briefly what the research told us, because what was pleasing with the work that we did in the first quarter, we coupled it with a tracker, a research tracker that was monitoring the response of society to the message of government. And I think Minister briefly highlighted, but I think if one is to just pick up one or two issues that were in the environment in that first quarter, Chair, we're fairly comfortable in saying that most South Africans were aware of the messaging that was disseminated during this period on COVID-19. Most South Africans were aware of the protocols that needs to be adhered to minimize the level of infection. However, I think what we would like to also highlight, even though I don't go to all of the five key observations, is that we still were able to pick up that the compliance was a mixed bag. There were South Africans that, in the majority, were adhering to the whole health protocol, but there were still other South Africans that were still not adhering to what is expected of them. That is why in our second quarter, you will see that we began to focus on the behavioral change as our intervention, because I think for us, it is important that we begin to zoom in those areas, because the health experts have already captured that there is still no vaccine and there is no cure on the COVID-19. So it is important that we get South Africans to accept the message, but act on the message that we're disseminating. So I think this is where our focus is in the next quarter. But if I'm to then go on to the key summary achievements that were in our APP that we presented to Parliament, I will talk to the key achievements, and my two colleagues will also focus on what is it that we did not achieve and the delayed achievements, and they will explain some of those areas. one of the key achievements that we have made during this period was the production of the newspaper, Vukuzenzele newspaper. Chairperson, one of the things about this newspaper, it goes to the most rural communities, and we also focus on the language of that particular area. So for the quarter that we are reporting to, we have we've managed to distribute 5.1 million copies of this newspaper. But I think what we also want to emphasize is that the diary of this newspaper had to change and focus a little bit more on content of COVID-19 and the GBV content. I think that's where most of the content that was in the Vukuzenzele was in this particular period. We also want to highlight also the radio production that we have done. You will recall that this is a platform that we have in collaboration with the community radio stations. We've produced programs during this period. We've even overachieved, as you will see, that we have also done products that amount to about 113. We also highlight the post-cabinet briefing, which also for the period under review, we were anticipating that we will have post-cabinet briefings, 5 of them, but we have increased them. And that is for simple reason that during the COVID-19, there were also some special cabinets that were held to make sure that the decisions of NCCC are also communicated through the cabinet. We also highlight the number of media briefings. Our target for the period was about 25, but we've also exceeded that. But what is also more exceeded to is the communication and engagement with our communicating practitioners. These were the soldiers that we were depending on passing the message of what COVID-19 is all about. And you will see that our target of interacting with the provincial structures and the district structures completely exceeded the 57 that we were anticipating. And we are quite happy about that because we've managed to get the district communicating forums going. And I think those are the forums that we were interacting with during this period and the provincial structures. We also highlight the training, which we partnered with the National Institute of Communicable Diseases. Also, it provided us quite a lot of expertise in terms of communicating what this COVID-19 is all about, because I think we did find a lot of practitioners, communicators, and even representatives from private sector. They depended on these forums that we convened during this period to make sure that they get a toolkit from the officials from the National Institute of Communicable Diseases and our communicators. Every presentation that was done, it also had a pack which we all gave to the private sector organizations and also to the communicators. So that's what constituted our first quarter, Chair. The next presentations are, the next is I'm going to hand over to my colleagues who will just zoom in on the 20% that the minister spoke about, that we did not achieve the 20%, and they will explain what constituted the 20% and what are we going to be doing about that. So can I invite my colleague Tyron Sill, who will talk to the delayed targets. Thank you.
Thank you, DG. Morning, Chair, morning, Minister, morning, Honourable Members. My name is Tyron Sill, and I'm the acting DDG in the branch content processing and dissemination. If I could just start with the delayed targets. The first is to say that in the area of paying compliant invoices within 30 days, we achieved 71% of our target. And this was due to the fact that at the beginning of April, which is the start of the financial year, we were dealing with two issues at the same time. The first was that the payment processing system was not available due to the financial year end. And then at the same time, there was already the impact of the level 5 lockdown, which also had an effect on our operations and operations at National Treasury. And I think as we document the underachievement of 29%, we should point out that for us, this is a departure from a norm where as GCIS, we routinely achieve 100% performance in this area each quarter. So we are monitoring this situation to ensure that as we clear backlogs, we are able to give attention to priority invoices. As for the next area to do with audiovisual services and photographic services we provide, we deliver these services to profile service delivery. You may be aware that media aren't, commercial media aren't always able to be all over the country. And so in addition to our responsibility to profile service delivery and to show the nation that government is at work, we also provide this content to other media who aren't able to follow government around the country. And during the period under review in respect of photographic services, we underachieved in this area because of the fact that we had fewer physical interactions between government and communities. The same applies to underperformance in the area of video services, where we are normally used to somewhere around 150 services, and these are services we provide as departments request GCIS to make available its capacity and its technology, its infrastructure to help other departments profile their impact on the lives of communities. And again, because of the limited physical interaction, we received fewer requests in this area. Similarly, with graphic design, we also received about 17 fewer requests than we are used to. But I think I'm partly covered by what the minister said earlier, and that is that during the COVID period, we did generate a whole lot of work that we couldn't reasonably have foreseen until the pandemic struck the country. So we expect that as we approach level two now and government becomes more physically active, and as I think departments begin to turn their attention to their broader program of communication and broader program of messaging, we will see an uptick in the number of requests we receive for services that GCIS delivers in support of other departments. In the case of Vukuzenzele, and DG has commented on the profound impact and the very broad reach of Vukuzenzele. In this instance, there was one edition, because we publish twice a month, every 2 weeks. There was one edition we publish physically. We did so digitally on vukuzenzele.gov.za, as well as on our Facebook page, and we also boosted that with Twitter posts. And the reason for not producing that edition in print was that under level five, we ran into an issue with physical distribution, in that the company that we use have a certain number of crew on board each vehicle that delivers the paper, and under lockdown level five, that number was excessive, and we weren't going to be able to get the paper out to communities. And so we withdrew that physical edition, but as I said, we did publish digitally to ensure that communities were reached with that edition, which already at that time, and as we have done throughout the lockdown, contained a great wealth of information about how people could protect themselves and those around them. Thank you, Chair.
Honourable Member, Chairperson, Mr. Manelli, and the members of the committee, good morning to you, and Mr. Minister, Mr. Ntembu,
Deputy Minister Sawaya. Thank you very much for the opportunity. I'm quite sure, Chairperson, you've hit the nail on the head when you reflected at the beginning of what we had hoped to do this quarter, that it was really a business unusual situation in many regards. So when we appeared, honourable members, before yourselves earlier this year to show our APP, I think you'll recall us placing a lot of emphasis on the issue of coordination, as both Minister and Pumla have indicated to you. One of the techniques that we indicated in strengthening coordination and plans for the year was to ensure that each of the five clusters had in place a communication strategy for the year, as well as for the medium term. And then also that cluster strategy was backed up with a very clear and solid action plan on the range of priority opportunities for the public and information areas. The other four clusters successfully achieved it, but the underachievement here, Honourable Chair members, is in the social sector. And I think in all sincerity, the sector was the one where the driving of the overall communication strategy for COVID-19 took place. As honourable members are probably aware, the sector is chaired by Basic Education and Health, and I'm quite sure you can imagine that these two colleagues who head communication in those areas and who are the driving force behind our overall Comstrat were immersed in the development of a multiple range of communication strategies and approaches for this pandemic. And as such, they weren't able to conclude their overall strategy. In other words, the entirety of the cluster's work for the year. Obviously, a lot of it is subsumed into some of the work we've been doing in terms of the strategies we'd presented to this committee earlier this year. I can say with confidence, members, that in the second quarter, they've caught up. They have done their documents. I hope that by the time we get to the next visit, we will be able to have caught that one up. The Internal Communication Forum is also a mechanism of coordination where we bring together the staff who deal with internal communication work. You know, it rests on the belief of the National Communication Strategy for the period that our million plus public servants must be able to confidently understand the environment they're working in. Now, unfortunately, due to the lockdown and due to these colleagues being not in the forefront, because they tend to form part of internal components, they were based at home, and this team didn't really have the opportunity to meet at all in this quarter. Obviously, it was obvious that a lot of the work and the production that we were doing in this quarter was cascaded into departments, communication units. So many of these colleagues found their space in the overall coordination of the communication campaign for COVID-19. So they were actually quite involved in terms of ensuring that the content reaches departmental spaces. Obviously, many of those were closed as well, but their websites, their WhatsApp groups, etc. But unfortunately, in terms of a physical sitting, we weren't able to meet. What we have done, Honourable Chair and members, is to actually encourage this team to think the way the other cluster teams are thinking and to make the quantum leap to other platforms like this Zoom and like this Teams meeting we're having here, encouraging them to actually reorient their physical meeting to another approach. Obviously, the nice thing about that is that we've been able to catch up quite significantly in the second quarter already, because we've held a few special ICFs in terms of that. And then the last area that we didn't achieve fully was the marketing of Tusong centres. There are principally two reasons for that. Some of the centres were completely closed during this period. So the underachievement of 20 represents the fact that some of them were closed. But at the same time, there are areas where we as GSAS have some vacant posts. Unfortunately, Honourable Chair and members, during this quarter, we had some resignations of other folks taking up new opportunities. I'm pleased to tell the honourable members, usually on promotion. So therefore, those targets, remember, are calculated by the work done by those folks in the industry in their footprint, and we didn't meet that target due to those two reasons. Obviously, the team is hard at work with the annual week of Toussaint coming up in September, which tends to do a lot of promotion, as well as the plan for the year ahead. And we're quite advanced now in filling our vacancies, as Kitty will probably tell you shortly, that we should be very comfortably able to pick up this target at the end of the quarter. And then just to conclude, Chairperson and honorable members, I thought it might be interesting to share with you that we had a seminar, a webinar yesterday, Chair, with colleagues from all over the African continent in communication. And this whole concept of communication, coordination, and the use of resources better. So, for example, colleagues, instead of having physical meetings, were actually really making sure that they created WhatsApp groups of all members of communication teams in their district, as the DG said, and has really taken off. And we hope that that's going to impact the manner in which we work and the results we show in the second quarter in terms of significantly more outputs. It seems to be, just to conclude, Honourable Chair, that the participation and the involvement of communicators across the board, as the DG said, nationally and provincially, has actually increased quite a lot as a result of us using these virtual instruments for meetings and for coordination of the dissemination of information. So, Honourable Chair, those are the four areas, and I'm quite confident that by the second quarter, at least, we would have made gains in catching these up. Thank you, DG. Back to you.
Thank you. The next set of slides is just on governance, and Mr. Smakane will take us through and finance. Thanks.
Thank you very much, DG. Good morning, Chair. Good morning, Minister and Deputy Minister, as well as honorable members. My name is Kitumitse Smakane. I am the acting DDG Corporate Services, and I'm going to deal with the staff establishment, and my colleague Henny will deal with the finance part of the presentation. We've got a staff establishment of 471 posts. Those are the posts that have been approved. And at the end of the first quarter, we had 421 of them filled, which represents 89.38%. Our vacancy rate, which means it's 10.62%, and the physical number of the vacant post is 50. In addition to the staff, establishment that has been approved, we've got 56 interns. These are spread all over the organization. Some are at head office, some are at our 9 provincial offices. And we also have 3 contract posts, which we deemed fit to have because of some shortages there and there. Whilst we were still filling the post, then we had 3 of them approved that we filled. With regard to SMS level, we've got 57 posts that have been approved. And as we close the quarter, we have filled 48 of them, which translates to 84%. The second slide talks about the various classifications, which means various levels of our posts. And I'm not going to go through them, but just to highlight what the minister has already indicated. I think for the first time after many years, we have been coming to you, and we always said the post of a DG has not yet been filled, and there were 3 of them, I'm sorry, 2 of the DDG positions that were not filled. But we are happy, like the minister has already indicated, that we've got now an appointed head of the department. Now we have 3 vacant DDG positions. The minister has given instruction that we advertise them. They closed, like the minister indicated, last week Friday. And within a very short space of time, we will be able to fill those positions as the minister has directed. And the other area that I would like to bring the attention of the honorable members to, it's the employment equity status. The minister has already alluded to the fact that we are doing everything in our power to make sure that we adhere to our targets. With regard to gender in the entire organization, we are saying our target is 50 for females, and currently we are at 58, which means we are over by 8%. And with regard to males, our target is also 50, and we are under by 8%, as we are at 42%. Then with regard to disability, the target is 2% as a national target. And currently, I'm happy to announce that we are at 3.33%, which means we are over by 1.33%. Our intention is that we must far exceed this target. At SMS level, our target regarding gender, it's 50% women and 50% females. I'm sorry, males. And currently, we are at 50-50. As we have indicated, in terms of race, our target for African is 75%. And that is an area that the minister was referring to where we are not doing very well, because currently we are at 85.27%, which means we are over by 10.27%. With regard to colors, the target is 9, and we are at 6.41, which means we are under by 2%. And Indian, the target is 5, and we are at 3.09. We are under by 1.91%. And with regard to whites, the target is 11, and we are at 5.23. This indicates an underperformance of 5.77. But as the minister has indicated, we've got a plan in place to make sure that as the quotas progress, we will be able to balance this and make sure that we are equally represented. My colleague Henny will take you through the financials. Thank you very much.
Good morning, honorable members. Good morning, Minister and Deputy Minister. Our budget for the year, that is after we have taken into consideration an additional allocation of 60 million for COVID-19 through the special adjustments budget, was 750.5 million. Of that 750.5 million, 86% of the budget is allocated to compensation of employees, which is 295.4 million. Our allocations to our public entities, budget allocations to public entities, which is 219.179 million. And then we also have contractual obligations of approximately 136.3 million. The balance remaining is 99.7 million, which constitutes about 14% of the total budget allocation, and which includes then the special adjustments budget for COVID-19. On the next slide, we can see the program budget and expenditure. On program one, we have spent 25%. By the 30th of June, which is on the benchmark of 25% for the quarter. On program two, content processing and dissemination, we have spent 30%. That 30%, the overspending, is a combination of spending on COVID-19 as well as transfer payments that we have made to our two public entities with regard to their cash flow drawings for the first quarter. Then on program three, we are on 21%, and the underspending there is mainly with regard to the lockdown that we experienced with the restrictions on traveling that we had in our provinces and with our communicators. So the overall spending for the department was then 27%, with that 2% over, as Minister have already indicated previously, and as I have also indicated now, is that it's mainly due to the spending in program two. On the next slide, we have the economic classification of expenditure. On compensation of employees, we have spent 22%. The underspending of against the benchmark of 25% is mainly due to the vacant posts that we are in process of filling. Our allocations, budget allocations to the public entities, are 33% against the total allocation to the public entities, and that amount is determined by the cash flow drawings that the public entities have sent to us, which they would need for the first quarter of the financial year. Our operational budget, which consists of goods and services and capital, was on 28% in total, and that 28% of goods and services specifically, as indicated already, was for the COVID-19 expenditure. So in total, it is 27%. We do not foresee an over expenditure on operational budget for the year. We will streamline the budget as we move on with the current financial year. Honorable members, on the next slide, we have then a breakdown of our 60 million rand that was allocated for COVID-19. By the 30th of June, 85% of this allocation was already allocated and spent. The 60 million comprised then of radio, 16.3 million, which is SABC commercial and community. Television, 22.1 million. Our advertising agencies, which were appointed through an open bid process, of 6 million. Outdoor advertising of 12.8 million. And then also others, which is leaflets, posters, branding, wall murals, etc., of 2.8 million. Now, in the radio allocation, we have also then indicated that the breakdown there of 2 million that is allocated to community radio stations and 8.5 to SABC radio stations. The balance is commercial. In television, we allocated 1.8 million to community television and 11.8 million to SABC television channels. Just for completeness, we also indicate then other departments that approached the GCIS in order to do communication of advertisements through our media bulk buying process. There we have allocated 13 or spent 13.7 million, of which 4 million was allocated to the SABC radio and 9.7 million to SABC television channels. Honorable members, on the next slide, we have a breakdown of expenditure incurred for the first quarter, specifically on COVID-19. That is outside the 60 million rand allocation that we received, we received through the adjustments budget process, the special adjustment. On PPEs, masks and gloves, we have spent 157,000. On sanitizers, 59,000. On loud hailers for our provincial offices, 105,000. Panel screens, that is to ensure social distancing between our colleagues when at work, 581,000. The disinfecting of our building, cleaning, etc., 132,000. And then we also bought digital thermometers to the value of 105,000 rand, which then brings us the total at 1.139 million for the first quarter. Honorable members, on the next two slides, it is just a breakdown of what I've already indicated on the high level spending trend for detailed information with regard to the cost implications of those high level spend priorities. Thank you, Chairperson.
Chair, that completes our presentation. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Minister DG and the team. Honorable members, that's the presentation. I will now take hands for those who would want to engage with the presentation at this point. May I just get an indication?
We are covered, Chair.
So that means members are covered. And there's nothing wrong with being covered, by the way. So if members are covered, it's fine. May I just check, honorable members, those who want to speak on the presentation?
Sir, could you have?
Honorable.
Honorable McKenzie.
Followed by Honorable McKenzie. Did I hear you, Honorable Kubega?
Yes, Chair.
This will be following after Honorable McKenzie. May I take those hands and then speak in that order? Honorable Fagu, Honorable McKenzie, and Honorable Kubega. Honorable Fagu.
Thank you, Chairperson. First, let us welcome the presentation. Let me greet yourself, Chairperson, the Minister, Honorable Members, and everyone present. Chair, I think let us welcome the report from GCIS. I think every time they come to the committee, one gets impressed of the work that has been done, especially on the achieved target that is 80% during this difficult time. You know, COVID has bad and good things. One of the good things that we've seen during this period is how GCIS is performing. You're performing very well. When government speak, you speak in one. There's nothing that is different. Even a little child knows what is happening. And I think also they have contributed in the positive outcomes of COVID-19 on the recovery rate, because they are on radio, on medias, everywhere. But also let us welcome the 5.1 million newspapers that have been delivered in different languages. And I think let us appreciate that as well, because what we want to see that each and every person in our country is given an opportunity to understand what government is doing. So we appreciate that. But also the radio platforms that have been used by GCIS during this period, I think it has helped a lot to see what government is doing, whether it's good or bad. There's transparency. I think let us appreciate that as well. But also let us see that there's underspending in some areas, which is understandable from where I'm sitting because due to COVID-19. But also let us welcome the appointment of the DG, as we have alluded before. Minister, we appreciate that you have confidence in women, not just women, but women with capacity, because we can see that the entity is changing in a very good way. My only question will be, Minister and DG, you know there's a lot of issue around PPEs. Did you have any problems with regards to this, where people feel that the public misuse government fund or these issues of tenders? That is my question. Thanks, Chair. But we appreciate the work that you are doing. Thanks.
Thank you, Honorable Fagu. Honorable McKenzie.
Thank you, Chair. Good morning. With your indulgence, I'll keep my camera off. I have a problem setting it up. But I am well, thank you. Good morning, Minister. Morning, Chair. Morning, colleagues. Thank you very much for a presentation. It's kind of what we've come to expect from GCIS, and I echo everything Honorable Fagu said, and she's covered me on most items. If I can just, as a comment, congratulate you on the digitization of Vukuzenzele. You can also find it on PressReader, which Parliament gives us access to while we're away from the venue itself. And I can certainly find it on there and read it very effectively. So congratulations on that. What I'd like to know is given the decline in print media worldwide, and eventually, obviously, Vukuzenzele is going to have to go that route where you're just going to stop printing it eventually. Are you doing any active moves or any training, any initiatives, any programs to encourage people to move from a printed Vukuzenzele onto a digital one on their devices? I'd just be interested to know that. But thank you very much for what you're saying. In terms of the money spent on PPEs, I wonder if you could just break that down a little bit more for me and tell me what you spend individually on those thermometers, for example, so you can give us a price per item if you have that to hand. That would be very useful. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable McKenzie. Honorable Kubega.
Honorable Chairperson, let me greet you, greet the Minister, the members of the portfolio, and also the officials of the portfolio. What I would like just to say is to thank and congratulate anyway the department, because indeed at all times when GCIS is coming, we know that positive results will be presented in front of us. I'm happy because I can see indeed, thank you very much, Minister, on the side of the DG. We hope we will indeed work nicely with Mpumla, because I can see that she's hard on work anyway. And also I can see that on the issue of the vacancies, there's work in progress indeed, as we are presenting the whole vacancy presentation. And also let me thank the department, because now on the side of the research, indeed it was doing a good job to sensitize and also all of us, in order that we must be cautious to see how is the community taking seriously the regulations, and also on the issue of following whatever that the government is asking the community to follow. And also I can see that on the side of the employment equity also, the department is cautious and it's working very hard, because if you can see on the other sides, it's beyond to whatever that it has put in front of us in order that it wants to achieve. Thanks very much. And also on the issue of the amount of 60 million, we can see that you need a lot actually, because now already, as you are saying, you have already spent 85%. It shows that you know actually what you are doing. And also we need to take care of the department in order that the work must always continue. I can see also on the issue of the programs and classification, as you have given us that percentage of 27%, to say indeed it's work in progress, everything. You are cautious and being sensitized as in order that we must see that a lot needs to be done, but indeed, you are doing a great job. Let also appreciate on the side of the PPEs, because everything you've tried to give us all the synopsis and scenario on how did you work with all these things that were supposed to be there on the side of the PPEs. Thanks very much, Minister and your team. I hope you'll just keep on working just like this, because we know indeed this is the department which is flourishing when coming to the issue of audit. Thanks very much, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Kubeka. I take it that I didn't leave any other member who would have raised a hand, which I couldn't see. I will then hand over to the minister and the team just to speak to the specific question asked. Otherwise, most of the comments, Minister, are really appreciating the work that you and your team in GCIS are doing for the country. But if you can just respond to that question, I'm sure that question is understood from a point that we want you to remain green after spending all the money. So that's why the question on PPEs. I'm sure you'll be able to respond. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chair, and thank you very much, colleagues, Honorable McKenzie, Honorable Fako, Honorable Kubeka. First, we are very heartened, Chair, by the comments that we have received from all colleagues. The reason why we are in public office is to do the best that we can for people that elected us into office. We therefore appreciate the comments that you have made, colleagues, and rest assured we will continue to do our best to serve the nation, to serve our people, because our people expect no less. They expect us to do our best. Now, there's just one issue that has been raised by colleagues. Did we have any problems with the PPE? That's what Honorable Fako raised, and also Honorable McKenzie. any PPE monies, we decided to be very transparent with the committee. That's why in our preparations, we have put even how much a surgical mask per unit costs, and it is around 12.12 rands 48 cents. So we have all those breakdowns so that colleagues will have a sense of when we say we have spent 157,000 rands on masks and gloves, how much does a glove cost? How much does a box of glove cost? So all those items broken to their units are with you, colleagues. The same applies to sanitizers. We have given you the breakdown. How much does a 500 milliliter hand sanitizer bottle cost? 90 boxes at 350 per box, totaling 31,500 rands, and which we have given to all our provincial offices and our colleagues at headquarters. So we think that we have given you all those, including what are the costs associated with the items that we were able to buy. What we have not said, Chair, and unless I've not read it properly, we have given each and every employee at GCIS at least 5 masks. And colleagues will also talk to how many sanitizers per office. But what I can assure you, Chair, and assure the committee, is that I've also asked colleagues, what are the prices? And from where I'm seated, I've not gotten any indication that we have inflated prices on PPE, whether be it masks, whether be it gloves, whether be it sanitizers, and even cleaning material to deep clean our offices. I didn't get a sense that we are over the top. I got a sense that the prices that we have detailed to you, as you had put them on the screen, those prices are really acceptable prices, and are prices that as at the executive, I found them within the appropriate range to buy the items that we have referred to. So I can assure colleagues that whilst we have this outcry, and which I fully support, where people have inflated prices of PPEs, where even people bought these PPEs items and sanitizer items from people that have no knowledge, that should not even be selling these things because they traditionally are not producers of these items. I stated clearly to the department that we have things where we ought to buy them from, not from our friends who all of a sudden have become producers of masks or producers of gloves or producers of sanitizers. No, we have bought all these things. And again, I say that we have not said where from. We can give you those details because we bought them from where we were expected to buy them from people that have always sold these items because that's who we are. We are an honest department. We live honestly. We don't take corners in trying to do things to save our pockets. And again, as I say this, you'll remember, Chair, that I'm the political head. Therefore, I would like to thank the DG and the acting DDGs and all those who work under them for adhering
to proper governance and procurement principles to enact that I can say with my head held high that all these items that have become quite an outcry in our country, bringing in the specter of corruption, I can say that from where we are seated, corruption has not visited us at GCIS. All these items that we are speaking to, we bought them at prices that you can also go and check. That's why we have given you the breakdown per item, per box, so that you yourself can go and check whether we have done what we're expected to do. I can assure you, Chair, that we have done what the acts of procurement, acts of government, of governance would have expected of us. I don't know whether the DG, through our colleagues, would like to also give details to these matters. I was just giving an overall view of our motto and our DNA. We are a non-corrupt department. We work with non-corrupt officials because that's what we were elected to do. We were elected to serve our people honestly and diligently. DG, we can hear from you and the colleagues that have spoken to these items. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you very much, Minister. I think just following from your response on the PPEs, I think indeed the minister is correct. What the CFO can even attest is that if we deviate from the Treasury regulations, the supplier chain and the CFO were expected to make a submission to me. And I can confirm that I have not signed any deviation from the Treasury regulations. So I can safely say that the breakdown, as the minister is articulating, is what we know and what the CFO knows. And we've tried, last time we were here, we assured the members that we remain committed to be guided by the Treasury regulations. So I think what you are seeing here is that the second issue that minister was also alluding to is that the breakdown of the companies that we have used, that information has been compiled. Minister is correct. And it is that information that is going to be made public at another forum. I think all departments have been expected to submit the companies that they have used. We've also done the same thing. We've submitted and they will be published at the appropriate time. The question from Honorable Mackenzie around the digital Vuvuzenzele. Indeed, Honorable Mackenzie, that is our intention. However, the challenge that we still remain to contend with is that the communities that we serve still are requiring a hard copy. We're watching very closely what the DTT is, the Department of Telecommunication is doing in widening the areas of accessibility of the bandwidth and also the reduction of the data to make it possible, because that's our direction, because that's what we want to see ourselves. It will save us a lot of money and it will also enable us to be able to do other things. On the issue of the budget, honorable members, there is no doubt in our mind that when you invest some resources towards communication, you do yield the outcomes that we have seen in the first quarter. The 60 million that the National Treasury provided us, and thanks to the support by the minister in the submission, it did yield the results that we wanted. And also the coordination that the minister led has resulted in departments seeing a bigger picture, because at the end of the day, that's our intention, that all these pockets of money in departments of communication, if they can be pulled together, I think we can get to a point where we want to get in terms of having a targeted information that is effective. And a few departments have also bought into that, and that's why in the CFO's presentation, we tried to highlight the number of departments that came to the party to support us. And just as my last parting shot is to appreciate the good and encouraging words from the honorable members. And I think the GCIS to be where it is today, indeed, it is the wisdom of the portfolio committee. I often, in our lighter moments, we often laugh. A couple of years back when we were sent packing, going back because we had not prepared correctly. And that has set with us that every time we go to the portfolio committee, we make sure that we cross all the T's, because we've once had that tongue lashing from yourselves. So I think we do appreciate your kind words, and it propels us to really continue to take the inputs that we get from yourselves seriously and take them to heart. Thank you. I don't know whether one of my colleagues wants to add something. Henny, do you want to add something from the finance?
Thanks, DG. Yes, I can just reiterate what you are saying, that we have followed the Treasury instructions.
We seem to have a problem.
Yeah.
But Chair, I think we've covered most of the questions.
Okay.
Chair.
I think you may have lost me. Sorry, Chair and honorable members. I'm not sure if I'm on again. Actually, what I wanted to say was that we have followed the Treasury instructions. Part of that Treasury instructions was the transversal contracts, which they have made available to departments. We have followed that. In instances where those companies that were on the transversal contract could not provide us with any stock, can be masks, gloves, sanitizers, thermometers, etc., then we were actually given approval to go outside on the normal procurement process, which we did indeed through the quotation process, etc. Through that quotation process, we followed the necessary steps, in which we then procured the items from the cheapest quotation that we received at that specific time. The question by Honorable McKenzie about the cost of the thermometers, that is on the very last page of the presentation, the second last page basically at the bottom, where we indicate thermometers, which we have bought 17 to the cost of 105,000. And the individual cost, the unit cost, is also indicated there. But I can just indicate that in all procurement processes, we have followed the National Treasury instructions. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Mr. and the team. May I just check, honorable members, your questions would have been answered? Sure. Is that honorable McKenzie?
It's myself, Chair Buyani Pambo here.
Oh, Honorable Pambo, sorry, I didn't see you. Honorable Pambo.
Thank you very much, Chair. I must say, I mean, it sounds like we're being played very nicely here by a grand chess master, which is Honorable Minister Mthembu, because every now and then when you want to ask a question, it seems like he's already answering it in a presentation of some sort. But Chair, can I just ask that perhaps the department makes available the information of the service providers of these PPEs in as far, and also be as detailed as saying, on such a day, if it was on the 20th of June, we purchased so many from this company and they were duly paid at this time. I think perhaps that would be, will give a much more sort of, a live report. Well, I do welcome the sort of presentation, and as far as how they've detailed each item, I think that does help a lot. But what will complete this report
would be to put the companies that have provided these services, so these products rather. So I think that the minister, could he please, you know, furnish us with that information. One, it must say the name of the company. Secondly, it must also say the date of procurement, I suppose delivery as well. That would be extremely helpful. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable Pambo, might just check again if there's any other member, so that after the minister would have responded, would move towards a closure. Any other member?
Thank you, Chair. It's Mackenzie.
Yes, Honorable Mackenzie.
Just in the breakdown, and thank you, Minister. Yes, I did see that. Just in the breakdown, the boxes of latex gloves. If you can just also give us an idea of how many gloves there are per box and that sort of thing. So again, break it down to the detail that Honorable Pumba was referring to. I think that would be great. Thank you very much, Chair.
Honorable Minister. Unmute, Minister. Unmute.
Sorry, Chair. Definitely we will give the companies that we bought these items from indicate when did we buy the items, even on the question of the gloves. I think the gloves-wise, we can even respond now because the colleagues are here. They can, but again, we can put it in writing. How many are in the glove and what are the details that are applicable? How much will then be the cost per item? Having said that, that's not a problem at all. Again, let's again appreciate the comments that we have received from both colleagues now and all colleagues that have spoken, by the way. Save one thing.
We are losing you, Minister.
We are being giving you. Am I being audible now?
We can hear you now, but we lost you for some time. Yeah.
Okay. Now, all I was saying, responding to Honorable Pambo, is that we are being transparent. And that's why we give you all this information. You know, in recent times, there have been.
Chair, we're struggling extremely with the minister. And maybe the minister must try to switch off the camera.
Minister, maybe if you can switch off the camera. Otherwise, we're stuck to hear you. We're really stuck to hear you.
Thank you very much for giving us the opportunities.
We are really struggling to hear you.
Okay, they are checking. Okay, they are checking.
Chair, if they can just switch off the camera, I think that will assist.
It would appear that they didn't hear that part. We were trying to say that probably switch off the camera and maybe we can still hear the minister. Then the minister can unmute and speak so that we hear him. Unmute, minister. And speak. Good. But we can't hear you. We can't hear. Maybe try to switch off the camera, Minister, and then mute and unmute, and let's see what happens. So we've lost the minister completely now. I'm sure he'll try to connect back. But I think your points, honorable members, would have been taken.
Can you hear us now, Chair?
Yeah, you're back then, Minister.
Yes. Now, they had to disconnect us. Can you hear us now?
Yes, yes. If you are struggling, you will switch off the camera and continue to speak. But we can hear you now, loudly.
Okay, you can hear me and you can see this handsome person as well. Thank you very much. Pambo, I know that you'll comment, but let's leave that for now. No, colleagues, we appreciate what you have said and what all colleagues have said. We have taken the matters that you have raised, what we need to bring, companies where we bought these items from, and when did we buy them, when were they delivered. I hope that is what you requested of us. The question of gloves, Honorable McKenzie, yes, in a box, and how much per glove, yes, we will do so. One thing that I'm taking exception on, Chair, is that the minister is playing this committee. I'm taking exception because from where we're seated, we are not playing you. We are giving you all information at our disposal, because indeed there's been an outcry in the country around PPE corruption. The reason why we have given you all the information was on account of transparency, not because we have an intention of playing you in any way. I therefore do not take kindly to these insinuations that the minister is making members of this committee fools. Far away from that notion, we are accountable to this committee and we are being transparent to this committee, and we have given you all information that you needed to have on top of what you have requested. We will come back with the companies. Indeed, we have been asked by the presidency, all of us as government, to provide both the presidency and treasury what are the companies that we bought from and who are the directors of those companies. We will give you both. So we have no problem at all because our hands are clean. We are not a corrupt group. Therefore, we have nothing to fear. Thank you, and thank you very much, Chair. And again, thank you to my colleagues who accompanied me on this session, the DG, and all the colleagues who also made the presentations. We again commit ourselves to do as best as we can, Chair. And this is what our people expect of us. Again, we appreciate the wonderful comments that many of the colleagues have made around the work that we're doing and around the structure of the report and the information that we have given. Once again, we have no intention of playing you. What will we derive from that? But we have every intention of being transparent with Parliament. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Minister. As I said, I take it, Honorable Members, you would have been responded to. Honorable McKenzie, I see that you unmuted your mic.
Yes, thank you, Chair.
And Honorable Bambo.
And
Fak will be following after Bambo. And
thank you.
Honorable Kubeka, I'm not sure if you've unmuted. I've problems on this side, but if you would want to speak, you'll indicate after Honorable Faku. Honorable Mackenzie.
Thank you, Chair. I must say, it's the first time in this meeting I'm going to disagree with the Minister. I thought Honorable Pamba, when he gave you his opening remarks, he referred to you as a grandmaster, as a chess grandmaster, that you came to the committee having anticipated all the moves and all the plays that were going to come at you, and you had skillful defenses and the information available to counteract any moves against you. I thought it was a great compliment. So I think you should accept it as that, Minister. But I'm sure Honorable Pambo can explain it himself. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable Pambo.
Well, Chair, with my own sort of, I wouldn't want to, you know, rehash, but I want to say, perhaps not necessarily following from, you know, Mr. Mackenzie there, to simply say, I think the minister is being overly sensitive, and I suppose he missed the picture that I was painting. If anything, if you follow the logic of the comment or the statement that I made, it was simply saying that, you know, the report has in essence done what some of the things that we had anticipated. And further, he can then give us the following, as I had detailed it. But I didn't know the so-called handsome minister to be so sensitive. I suppose maybe, you know, he's just looking for something horrible from me. But it was more of a compliment more than it was an attack. And I think if the minister sees it in that way, it's unfortunate, because he's not going to get any other comment, a nice comment from me. I suppose I must always prepare the horrible ones, because this nice one, he rejected. And I think, Minister, reevaluate that statement that I made, and you will appreciate that it was made in a good light more than it was of any animosity or an attack on your person or on your department. And I think, Minister, you must look at it differently, and perhaps see it in that way. And perhaps maybe I must thank Mr. Mackenzie for intervening in that sense. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Pamba. Honorable Faku?
No, Chair, I think I'm covered, because maybe it was because the minister had the point where he had network problems, but I think the matter is clarified. Thanks, Chair.
Okay. No, thank you, Honorable Members. As I said, Honorable Kubeka, I'm not sure if you still wanted to come in.
No, I think Honorable Faku and also Honorable Mackenzie have covered to say maybe it was on the side of the minister not having a network, actually, Chair. Actually, was having some positive.
please, can we not be speeding here? We did ahead very well.
No, Honorable Minister would have shared the point. It doesn't take away the handsome part, but it also doesn't take away the fact that he was honest to the committee, and this is the appreciation that the committee has, that he would have preempted even what should be looked at given the outcry in the country. Probably it's how it came across, but I think Honorable Pambo is correct to indicate that it was an appreciation that you've taken all the questions before they are asked by providing the answers to the members, and that very few questions to ask. In fact, the minister said it in the beginning when I was looking for members to speak, that they're covered, because he has covered the ground. So I take it in that way, Honorable Minister. Otherwise, the report is well accepted by members.
Can I say something?
Yes, please.
Honorable Pambo, my sincere apologies. Maybe I misconstrued what you said. Now, to err is human. To forgive is divine. My sincere apologies. Now, on hindsight, I can get exactly what you meant. And again, thank you very much. My sincere apologies on the comments. Those comments stands withdrawn. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Honorable Minister. That's really Honorable Minister, that you would have clarified, and I think Honorable Pambo would have also taken it kindly. So you've helped members can now speak about the handsome report and handsome minister. So fine, Minister. We move towards closure, honourable members, because we have indicated that there's also our sitting and other members may also want to join the funeral virtually, as the link would have been shared. But we must thank you, as I said, honourable minister and your team. Your DG in particular has a very difficult task in that she has to come out green for the first time as a DG. For all the years she has been green, acting to be green in terms of audit reports. And, yes. And I think so far we're comforted by the fact that I listened well when she said I did not sign deviations, but followed procedures that are there. I think the message we would want to send, like you've done with communication of government, making it a point that it's seamless and all that, and there's clarity, that these experiences could also be shared with the colleagues in the other departments. Because it is only good that government can be seen to be delivering in emergency situations, but without compromising governance and accountability in a way. So I think that's the important thing we'll take as a committee. And I must say, Minister, so that you take it with your team, that when you praise the work that you do, it's not because we buy the face because you said you are handsome, but the reality is because of the work that's being done and how it is also presented for the committee to be able to see that work that's being done. And for as long it's like that, we'll continue to compliment. But in building a stronger department, when there are weaknesses, we'll be the first to indicate that these need to be strengthened as part of the oversight work that we do. Otherwise, we really appreciate that you always respect the committee, that you either come both of you with your DM, or at least there will be one political head accompanying the department if there are emergency situations that require you to be elsewhere. We really appreciate that as the committee. It really shows that you were once on this side of parliament, where you were holding the executive and you're leading by example by being accountable and your team. Thanks, Minister and the team. Thanks, honorable members. This meeting stays adjourned until we meet again.
Sorry, Chair, I have my hand up.
Sorry, Honorable Mackenzie, it's so that on the system I can't see that from my side. My apologies. I usually would not conclude if the member is raising a hand. Yes, Honorable Mackenzie.
Thank you, Chairperson. It's specifically for GCIS or the minister or anybody else so they can leave. It's essentially committee housekeeping. I just wanted to get a bit of guidance on this. As you know, we read reports over the weekend that the minister had gazetted the five appointments to ICASA, but hasn't followed the committee's recommendations. And clearly this is, you know, going to cause some problems going forward. As you know, the DA has already written to the Speaker's office. What are we going to do as a committee to take that process forward?
Okay. Honourable Mackenzie, you'll agree with me that with regard to the item we're dealing with, I have officially closed that so that we don't keep Minister Mtembo to answer for what he's done. Responsible. So we are still in the platform, but we'll allow the minister and the team to leave the platform and be able to continue the other work. Thanks, honorable minister. I'll come back.
Honorable Mackenzie, in this. Siyabonga bamkela.
Yes, Mackenzie.
Honorable Mulala, your mic is muted, so I see you speaking and speaking there.
No, it's fine. I want to hear Honorable Mackenzie.
Okay. Honorable Mackenzie, you were raising a point. We had allowed the team to leave, so we are left with only the committee support. Let's just make sure that that's the case. Yes, Honorable Mackenzie, you can come back. Honorable Mulala wants to hear you, so I suspect that you didn't pass the cup to him. He's in Cape Town. So, Honorable Mackenzie, I just wanted to hear your point so that it's not like we avoided the point.
Thank you, Chair. With your indulgence, I can just see Honorable Malala's obviously upgraded his camera or his notebook because he's looking very high definition there. So it's nice to see him and the rest of the colleagues. Chairperson, over the weekend, we see that the minister's gazetted five appointments for ICASA, but she hasn't gazetted the appointments as recommended by Parliament. How the DA has now written a letter to the Speaker, but how are we as a committee going to take this issue forward? Your guidance on this would be much appreciated. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Mackenzie. Honorable Kubeka, it seems you are speaking, but I can't hear you. Honorable Kubeka?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, can hear you now.
Okay. All right. Can I maybe just try to attempt to respond to Honorable Mackenzie? Maybe I think Honorable Mackenzie, the minister still needs to respond to the sixth name, but maybe it's because of Honorable Mackenzie to say that, if you can recall, when we were trying to respond to the minister, we also raised our issue to say we are still recommending the six names as we have been presented it in the parliament. So I think it's because of maybe the issue of the Gazette to say, In that response, we were saying the five names we are agreeing. We wanted to hear on the side of the minister that the sixth name, why she wants to deviate. But we have put it very clear to say we want all those six names. So I think she needs maybe, I'm not sure on the side of the processes, maybe because it was a Gazette, maybe to come and also gazette this, the last name, because that last name, we were disagreeing with her while she was having another name. But I think she's gonna, she needs to, maybe we can hear from her side that the, when is the sixth name is gonna come to be gazetted, because now it needs also to be gazetted, that name. Thank you, Chair.
Now, thanks, Honorable Kubeka. I think the guidance to give Honorable Mackenzie on your point, which Honorable Kubeka has also spoken to, is to just remind ourselves that it is no longer a committee decision that we set six, but it has gone to Parliament. Now, the decision of the House, and the minister responds to the decision of the House. And in this instance, surely before the actual gazetting of the five names, the minister would have written probably to the speaker to indicate why she would not be able to adhere to Parliament after she had exercised the discretion and Parliament still advised differently and stick to the six vacancies. And I want to remind ourselves that as the committee, we do not declare the vacancies, but the minister declares the vacancies, and the minister declared six vacancies and Parliament filled
six vacancies as such. So at this point in time, formally, honorable members, we do not have any referral from the speaker that warrants the committee to engage the matter now from the point of the committee, because we had engaged it before. We had agreed that the name that the minister was recommending would have not been acceptable. Instead, we indicated that rather appoint the names as we would have recommended them, and Parliament agreed with us on that. So I think we should leave it from a point that the speaker would have to come back to us. All we can do from our side, now that it's out there, is to get our support people to check with the speaker's office whether there's anything that would have been received from the minister that warrants the attention of the committee, or how the speaker's office is handling the matter, as it is now Parliament decision to have the six names which should have been gazetted and appointment letters made as such. So that's from the committee point of view. But with regard to the point raised by Honorable McKenzie on the party having written to the speaker, I think from the committee point of view, we'll not be able to engage that part, even those that may probably be from other parties here. The parties will act differently as parties. But I think at the committee, we've tried to keep ourselves together in that score by following the necessary procedures. So that's the guidance one would want to bring to the committee, because we have made ourselves clear as we're handling the process. It's just unfortunate that we have the situation we have. It's just unfortunate, I must say, when we think we're moving forward. So that's the guidance, honorable members, so that we are not seen to be discussing an item that's not before the committee officially.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, honorable members, until we meet again. Thank you.
Goodbye, colleagues. See you later.
Hey, Mlala, I'm in Cape Town.
Hey, Mlala.
Hey, how's it?
Are you in Cape Town?
Hey! I'm in Cape Town.
Okay, don't worry. Myself and Mackenzie are following you, right?
What time did you say happy for you?
I'm in Cape Town.
Are you coming to the house this afternoon?
No. I'm in the West End. In Gauteng.
Somebody's got to keep the country together. Somebody's got to stay in the number one province. But Malala, you're looking great, man. You're looking great. That high definition camera, just perfect. Perfect.
So it's no longer from Northwest, it's now in Western Cape.
Broadband's good.
I can see Ngoma is looking quite nice, like Minister Mtembu. Ngoma is also handsome like Mtembu. Hey, everybody's handsome. Hey, I'm worried.
The background and also sold you out, Mr. Mulala. Your background sold you out. It's a different character.
that's Acacia Park. members, guys.
Bye, Cody.
Mr. Lisiba, they are over, but so the mic off.
Yeah, man. I'm trying to block off, man. It's giving me.
Oh, just press the red button, the red phone.
Yeah.
Do you want me to remove you? I can remove you if you want.
Yeah, remove me, man.
Sure. See you then.
Sure.